So please welcome Chris McKinney.
Because I recently retired from my part-time retirement job, so now I can be an adventurer. A few months ago, my husband and I decided to turn our covered porch area into a guest room because we're having more and more guests as family visit. And so I was trying to decide, should we put a bunk bed in there or a double bed? You know, what's the best bed? Finally decided that after we took some of the stuff out of there that we have, we could put in a space heater, and a twin bed would fit nicely in there. So in my head, it's been a long time since I've bought a bed, but in my head I'm thinking I could probably get a really nice twin bed for around $500. But I went online and I went to a number of local stores and chain stores, and everywhere I went, a good quality twin bed was between $700 and $800, which was more than I wanted to spend, especially on something that wasn't going to get that much use. But I had this $500 in my head, so I thought, well, I'll keep looking, you know, maybe I'll find a deal somewhere. So I went to that place at the end of Hygera, and there again, $800 and some for the one I wanted. But he said, you know, you might try that place around the corner on Broad Street. They're going out of business, and they've got a half-off sale. So I thought, it's a great idea. I didn't know they had mattresses. So I went in there, and they had a really nice, you know, what they call that Euro top, pillow top, twin bed with a box spring, and it was $840. And I said, oh, that's just way more than I wanted to spend. He said, no, it's half off. We were trying to get rid of our inventory. So I'm like, that's perfect. He said, we can deliver it today. And I said, well, I got to get the room ready, but how about tomorrow? Okay, fine. So sure enough, the very next day, I paid for it. And the very next day, two guys came. Everything was all wrapped up in plastic. They unwrapped it out on our porch, brought it in, set up the free frame that they gave me. The delivery was free. So, you know, my total was with tax under $500. So I thought, wow, I got a deal. So as they were bringing in the box spring, I wasn't really looking at it, but I very carefully inspected the mattress as they carried it through, and it all looked good. So they set it up, and oh, I'm so excited, I got a bed, and I didn't have to spend any more. And I signed the paper that said everything was delivered in good order. And I'm sure before they were even 500 feet from the door, I noticed the two corners of the box spring were, the fabric was all gone. It's like somebody had dragged it across a warehouse floor. So I probably could have run after the truck and said, wait. But I called right away. I called the store. I said, you remember me? I was in there yesterday. He's, oh, yeah. I said, well, I signed the paper that said everything was fine, but actually the box spring is damaged. And he said, oh, that shouldn't be a problem. I'm sure they'll switch it out for you. But today's Sunday, so we'll call you tomorrow. So Monday came and nobody called. So Tuesday, I called back again and asked for that salesman. And he said, well, he's gone. And because they were closing, you know, maybe he got another job somewhere. I said, oh, well, so I went through the whole thing again. And he said, well, it's probably a warranty issue. I said, no, it can't be a warranty issue. I only had it in my possession for 2 minutes before I noticed. And he said, well, I'll see if I can get a new box spring on the warranty. I'll have to call the distributor. So I'm thinking, oh, God, you don't understand. I said, can I just talk to the owner? Oh, no, can't let you do that. So he said, I'll get back to you within 24 hours. Fine. So I looked on my receipt, and I saw that on the printout from my charge card was a different phone number than the printout from, or than the actual written receipt. So I called the other number, and it so happens that they have a store in Grover Beach or someplace like that. And I talked to her, and she said, oh, my gosh, that sounds awful. I'm sure they'll take care of you. But the next day, nobody called back, so I called again. And I said, if you could just let me speak to the owner, I'm sure that we could resolve this. I can't do that. He's too busy. I said, well, who's this? And he said, well, I'm actually the one that delivered it to you. And he said, I'll come out there and take some pictures, and we'll see if we can get this handled on the warranty. He kept saying the warranty. And so I took pictures, too. He comes out. He sees it. Oh, yeah, I'll talk to the owner about that. So it didn't hear back. I called again. You know, now it's been 5-6 days. And I read some of the fine print, and it talked about the warranty, which I never got a warranty. So my husband and I together went into the mattress store, and I said, I came to pick up my warranty. Oh, and also, by the way, you know, what's the status? And he said, the owner said that they will gladly switch it out for you. Just bring back the old one, and we'll give you a new one. I'm like, hold on, we don't have a truck. How am I supposed to do that? We don't have a truck. And he said, well, we'll have to charge you for delivery. And I said, no. And that's when I kind of lost it. I said, no. I paid for brand new merchandise, and you delivered something damaged. You should be responsible for bringing me back what I paid for. And he said, well, all I can tell you is what the owner said. And I kind of lost my cool, and I said, well, that's no way to run a business. So you'll be there Thursday. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'll write a check, and then I'll stop payment on the check. But I thought, no, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But on the way home, I had already decided, no, I am not paying for them to deliver a new mattress. I'm going to insist. I could have told this last month. I'm going to hold firm and insist that they do the right thing. So when my husband and I got back from running errands, one of them stopping at the mattress store, there was a message, and it was from the owner. And he said, I've changed my mind. You were rude to my employee. I will not switch out the mattresses, and I will call you later so we can discuss this. So now I'm just boiling. And he didn't call later that day, and I couldn't get back to him. He called the next morning and reamed me out for being rude to his employee who delivered the mattress, and that's why he changed his mind. And he said, well, you know, some people call up and they try to blame us for something they did after it delivered. I said, that was not the case. I had it in my possession 2 minutes before I noticed. We couldn't have done anything to it. It didn't move from where they put it. And then he says, well, it's kind of a he said, she said thing now. And I just said, you know what? I can see why you're going out of business. And I hung up on him. And I thought, I got to let this go. It's giving me stomach cramps. And I'm not going to win here, you know? So I let it go. And then I started looking online about box springs and discovered box springs aren't really box springs anymore. They're simply a wooden frame that's covered to match the mattress. I mean, I looked under it. It's like I could make that wooden frame myself if I wanted to. So I went to the fabric store, and I picked up some scraps, and I got some, liquid thread, like a glue. And I made these little patches. Actually, I found a third corner that was ruined after that. I made these little patches, and it's just fine. And I let it go, because it was way too upsetting. And they are out of business now. I mean, one of the reasons I had a sense of urgency was I thought, if I don't get this thing resolved, I'm not going to have any recourse because they'll be gone. And they are. So.